You just started by telling me apparently this is a real busy time of year for the city clerk. And do you have any ideas at this point how early voting, absentee voting, registration, and so on is going on, especially as compared to the last presidential election?
Very good question. Last presidential, we did almost 2,000 absentee ballots. Now, we're down a little bit this year, and the reason for that is because in-person absentee voting is only allowed 2 weeks before the election. 4 years ago, as soon as we had ballots available, people could start voting absentee in the person. So I think that's why our numbers are down a little bit, but still we have a large number of people still voting absentee in the city of Marshfield.
Okay, real good. And can you tell me how much redistricting affects the city of Marshfield with the upcoming election?
This is the first election that the Senate and the Assembly districts are affecting us. For many, many years, we were always in the 70th Legislative Assembly and 24th Senate. We are no longer in that. The city is now split. So this is the first election we are voting for our new representatives. We do not have a Senate race this year for City of Marshfield because only the even districts are up, and we are now in the odd district numbers. So therefore, we're only voting for the Legislative Assembly currently.
Now, since I would imagine in some cases someone across the street from you could be in a different district, how can voters who want to pay attention before the election know exactly who's going to be on their ballot? Can they call your office? Do you know, is there a website or somewhere they can go to find that out?
Well, first of all, in March, we did a citywide mailing to all our registered voters, showing them who their new aldermanic representatives are, their Senate, their legislative. But that was back in March. We do know that people were not always aware of their new representatives, and the candidates going out knocking door to door brought that to my attention. So the candidates have brought it to the forefront, as well as if people want to know who their representatives currently are, they can go to myvote.wy.gov. They can put in their name and date of birth, and it will bring up all the representatives for their address.
Are there any other messages for the voters of Marshfield prior to Election Day that you'd like to tell them?
Yes. If you haven't voted in a while or if you've moved, please call our office to find out if you are registered and if you are at what address. We'd be more than happy to look that up for you. Our number is 486-2023. Or we also have a website, ci.marshfield.wi.us, and you can go to our GIS mapping, put in your address, and it will let you know your district, your ward, and where you go to vote. So if you have any questions, you have those two options.
Anything else you want to add that I haven't asked you about?
Well, just I want to urge all the voters out there to think ahead, plan ahead, you know, check to make sure you're registered. Don't always talk to your neighbor because you could be voting at two different polling locations. In the city of Marshfield, we have three polling locations, and it really depends where you live to where you vote. I hate for anybody to come up, and it's happened in the past. It's 10 minutes to 8. They've been standing in a line just to find out that they don't even vote there. And you have to vote at the right polling location. Otherwise, we can't allow you to vote. So please take the time to become educated to find out if you're registered. If you're not, what you need to do. You can register on Election Day, but I just want to forewarn everybody, the lines at the polling locations are going to be longer than normal, so please allow a little extra time. Otherwise, do it ahead of time. You can do it in the city clerk's office up until the Friday before the election.
One other question. Are you all set for poll workers, and do you know, are there plans to have poll observers in Marshfield?
The schedule's already been set, been mailed out. I actually had my second election school here a couple weeks ago, so everybody's been retrained, and I like to have a couple of them on busy election years just to go over anything new that may be happening. I did receive a phone call from one local organization that might be having election observers at the polls. At this time, they don't know for sure, but I have all the material and all the polling boxes for the election observers if they do come up.
Okay, real good. Thanks for your time on such a busy day.
Thank you.